Hello.
Hello, is this Donna?
Yes.
Ma'am, my name is Brian. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Just a moment, please. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thanks so much. Okay, and what is your age, ma'am?
55.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? The chances are 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
I'm not vote.
All right. You will say that you will definitely vote or probably vote? I just want to make sure.
Probably not.
Probably both. Okay, I understand. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I don't know.
Okay, that's still a valid answer. If you don't, no worries. Now, let me ask you, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want the Congress focus on? You can select up to two. I have a quick list. Fighting inflation, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, the protecting the LGBTQ rights, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education, reducing the gun violence, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, standing up the rise in racism and discrimination, providing affordable child care, improving the economy, or protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, ma'am.
This discrimination.
Okay, that's discrimination. All right, any other one that you would like to choose?
And, what's the other one?
Inflation.
Inflation, okay. All right, there you go. Thank you so much. I will record your answer as that. And we are 20% of this participation. We're almost done. I appreciate your time to do it. And in your opinion, ma'am, are economic condition in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse, in your opinion?
Getting worse.
Getting worse. Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Falling behind.
Okay. Thank you. And in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? Would you say that inadequate programs to help people in poverty, lack of good paying job opportunities, unfair or rich economy system for the rich, poor life choices and values by some, not enough good role models, the breakdown of traditional family structure, racism and discrimination, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, the poor work ethic, too many people depend on the government for handouts, man.
Racist and discriminations and too many people.
Depending on the government for handouts?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. I'll work around that way. Thank you. And now, here are some reasons others have given for why they say crime is rising. You can please tell me which you think is the biggest reason. The lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, too many young people not being properly parented and raised, a toxic culture such as music, TV, video games, and moves that promote bad values, too many people suffering from mental illness on our street, inflation and the rising cost of living making it harder for people to get by, a lack of good paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, prosecutors and elected officials who are not enough tough enough on crime, inadequate programs to help lower income people, a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly, not enough police officers on the streets, reduced funding for public services to help people in need, too many guns floating on our streets, or too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders, on your perspective, man. You can select up to two options.
Too many policemen on the streets.
Not enough police officer on the streets?
Yeah, okay. not enough.
I understand. That's one. Any other one that you can think of?
I forgot the other one.
Okay, would you like me to read this again? I just want to make sure.
No.
That is the biggest reason?
What's the last one we had said?
Too many undocumented immigrants crossing our borders? That was the last one. Too many guns flooding our streets?
Nah.
Okay, there are reduced funding for public services to help people in need, or a broken bail and parole system which lets criminals back on the streets too quickly. And there's another one. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Another one before that.
Okay. Before this one, inadequate programs to help lower-income people, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, lack of that one?
That.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Understood. Thanks so much. That leads us to the 40% of this. We're almost done. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discusses slavery or racism from public schools? On your end.
What is it?
Yes. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? You say a lot, a little, nothing at all?
Just a little.
A little. Okay. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools, ma'am?
No.
You will strongly oppose or somewhat oppose? Just want to make sure.
No, I wouldn't oppose.
You will be opposed. Okay. That will be somewhat or strongly. I just want to record this properly for you.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Thanks so much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in an organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The NAACP? How would you rate them from 0 to 100? 5, okay.
5.
Thank you. What about Kevin McCarthy?
5.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden? How would you rate him from 0 to 100, ma'am?
100.
100? Okay. Thank you. What about Donald Trump? How would you rate him?
No. 1. 1?
Okay. Understood. What about Black Lives Matter or BLM? How would you rate?
90.
90? Okay. Thank you. What about the feminist movement? How would you rate them?
90.
Thank you. What about Beyoncé?
Who?
Beyoncé? The singer?
Beyoncé,
I'm sorry, yes.
Oh, 100.
100, thank you. What about Ron DeSantis?
I don't know him.
You don't know that person? Okay, that's your valid option. Thanks so much. I will record it in that way. What about Kamala Harris?
50.
50? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama?
I don't know him.
You don't know Barack Obama?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I probably do, but
No, it's still a bad answer. No worries. We're recording that way. Thanks so much. And what about the gay rights movement? How would you rate them?
100.
100. Thank you. What about Hakeem Jeffries?
50.
50. Thank you. And the last one in the variety of question is the critical race theory or CRT. Critical race theory or CRT. How would you rate that?
Say it again.
Yes, the critical race theory or CRT. I don't have any extra details in regards to that organization.
I don't know how to rate them, David.
You don't know? Okay, no worries. That's totally fine. I'll record it in that way. Thanks so much. We're almost on 60% of the survey, and I appreciate your participation. I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, from whom would you vote, ma'am?
Korea West.
You will vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Cornel West?
Cornel, yeah.
For Cornel West?
Uh-huh.
Okay, understood. Thank you. I'll record in that way.
It's the woman, right?
I'm assuming yes. And I will record in that way. Thank you so much, man. Now, switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The crime
now,
and violence. Yes, we're switching things up a little bit. You can rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life, right? However, you can use any number between 0 and 10. The crime and violence in this country, how would you rate that? Could impact you personally from 0 to 10.
0 to 10.
10. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about affirmative action ending from 0 to 10?
Eight.
Thank you. What about the climate change from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. And the country's economy going into a recession soon from 0 to 10?
4.
Thank you. Okay. Appreciate that, man. We're almost done over here. And now I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, you can tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The athletes should compete in a sport based on the gender they were assigned at birth rather than how they self-identify. Would you say that you strongly or some would agree or someone or strongly disagree that statement?
I don't know.
Okay, no worries. No worries. Still a bad answer. Appreciate that. The government should pass a law requiring employers to provide workers with paid family and medical leave to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Would you strongly or some would agree? Or some would strongly disagree with this statement?
Strongly
agree or disagree? Just want to make sure.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. What about the government should provide free child care to all families? You agree or disagree this statement?
I don't know about that.
Still? Bad answer. No worries. I'll work it in that way. Let me move to the next one. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Would you agree or disagree with this policy?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat? Agree.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. What about the government should provide a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for all adult citizens?
Somewhat
agree or disagree? Yeah.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Okay. All right. And what about ban assault weapons? Would you agree or disagree with this policy?
Disagree.
Strongly as you, okay? Thank you. Okay, just a moment. And what about children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at a school? They should use their room or the gender they were assigned at birth?
Say it again?
Of course, let me repeat that back. The children under 18 should not be allowed to choose which bathroom or locker room they use at a school. They should use the room of the gender they were assigned at birth. Would you agree or disagree with this statement?
He's saying boys who want to be girls who want to be boys, can't choose where they go to the bathroom.
Oh. No. Disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, thank you. And the last one in this battery of questions is the drug addicts and nonviolent offenders with mental illness should be sent to a treatment facility instead of prison?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly, ma'am?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. All right, that leads us to the 70 5% of the survey. We're almost done. I appreciate your participation. Let me ask you, in which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? It's a quick list. Sickness or serious injury, mothers adopting a child, when dealing with a mental health episode, mothers giving birth to a child, father whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child, fathers adopting a child, caring for a family member with serious health conditions, death or of a family member. Which one do you think, ma'am, of the following situations?
I love them.
All of them? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. Let me select them, all of them. There you go. Your choices has been selected. Thank you for that. Now, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say that very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Yeah. Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Thank you. Have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? The home was vandalized or broken into? Does that apply or no?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
What about money or property was stolen?
No.
No? What about violent crime such as assault?
No.
Thank you. And the car was stolen or broken into?
No.
I understand. Thank you. Now, that leads us to the 80% of the survey. Now, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of the schooling that you have completed, ma'am? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational?
High school graduate.
High school graduate? Okay. Thanks so much.
Yes, because of my brain surgery.
Okay.
Right after high school.
All right. I understand. I will write it down in that way. Thanks so much. And are you married? Married, living with a partner,
yes,
single?
Yes, sir.
You're married?
Yeah, I'm married. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thanks so much, ma'am. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No, I have two guys, but they not living with me.
Okay.
But they are now in the Air Force.
All right. Understood. Thank you for that. And how would you describe the area where you live? Is urban, suburban, or rural?
What? Suburban.
Yep. Suburban? Okay. Thank you. And how often do you attend church of religious services? As twice a week or more? Every week or once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never, man?
No, I go to church.
Okay, you go to church twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, or several times a year?
Once or twice a month?
Twice a week. Okay, I understand. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of new outlets or stations. For each, you can tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. CNN? Well, that's very or somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never. Well, CNN.
Say it again.
Yes. The list I have over here is for news and outlets or station. And for each one, you can tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. CNN? Is that very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never? About CNN.
You talking about TV?
Yes. How often do you
watch TV?
Watch or read them in the span of a week? Yes, CNN.
I don't read nothing.
You don't read. And you regularly
watch?
No?
No.
I understand. So that include MSNBC, your local TV news, Fox News, all of them? Then NBC,
no,
ABC?
No?
Okay.
No, I don't,
okay.
I don't like the news.
I understand that. No worries. I totally understand that. And regardless of how you, next question, right? Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else, ma'am? Ma'am, can you hear me?
It's Democrat, right?
Democrat, okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat? I just want to make sure.
No.
Not a strong Democrat? Okay, I understand.
No.
And which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? As Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse, acquired, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself?
Medicaid,
okay. Thank you.
No. Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
Health insurance by my spouse.
Okay, provided by you or your spouse, employer. Okay. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'll record it in this way. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Is that you, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly?
Me and my spouse jointly.
Okay, jointly. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the house? You stop me when I get to your category. It's under 15,000, 15 to 30, 30 to 50,000, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, 100,000 to 150,000, 150,000, 250,000, or over 250,000.
I don't want to tell you that.
Okay. I understand. No worries. That's still a valid answer, man. I appreciate that. Last question. Not mean to offend you in any way. This is part of the study that we're doing. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, man. All right. That concludes your participation. I appreciate so much your time. I hope you enjoyed the rest of your evening. Okay. Thank you for your participation.
All right. Bye.